WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, people across eastern Pennsylvania and beyond can breathe easier this morning. Pennsylvania State Police say escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante captured after nearly 2 weeks on the run. Police plan a news conference shortly to give more details. There's the Hunter Biden laptop, the emails, bank records, whistleblower testimony. House Speaker McCarthy says that given all of that, he was duty-bound to launch an impeachment inquiry of President Biden.
This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer at the Committee on Oversight in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means.
McCarthy urging the president to cooperate, although Democrats accuse Republicans of playing politics. The whistleblowers just keep popping up in D.C. Now a CIA insider has told Congress the agency bribed analysts to conceal their conclusion that COVID-19 likely got its start in a Chinese lab. With a Thursday night strike deadline looming, the United Auto Workers is shoring up its strategy.
If a contract can't be worked out with Detroit's big three automakers, the union might target individual plants. Both sides are exchanging offers and negotiating, but they still appear to be far apart on wages and benefits. Ford CEO Jim Farley says the company submitted a new offer that's their most generous in 80 years of the UAW and Ford. GM President Mark Royce reports progress has been made in the past few days, saying the give and take is really happening. Royce said GM's goal is to reward employees while also investing in the future. I'm Ed Donahue.
The latest inflation report just in, the Consumer Price Index has inflation at 3.7% annually. That is a 14-month high. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything, but life insurance actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need. Call SelectQuote and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. You can get up to $2 million in same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-646-9595 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-646-9595. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Rescuers have found more than 2,000 bodies in flood-ravaged eastern Libya, while more than 30,000 people have been driven out of their homes.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamis. The earthquake death toll in Morocco now has risen to just over 2,900. Townhall.com. California's governor says the state will intervene in an ongoing court case blocking San Francisco from cleaning up homeless encampments.
The Democratic governor says the judge has gone too far and is preventing California from solving a critical problem. Gavin Newsom says he hopes the case goes all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. He spoke Tuesday during an interview with the news outlet Politico in Sacramento. He previously blasted the judge's ruling that says the city can't clear encampments without more available shelter beds. Newsom is the former mayor of San Francisco. California is home to roughly one-third of the nation's population of homeless people, a problem that's dogged Newsom since he took office. I'm Julie Walker.
America's top-selling vehicle, the Ford F-150 pickup, will be getting a bit of a facelift next year. One of just a few new or updated vehicles to be shown off this week at Detroit's Big Auto Show. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Not sure which thermometer to choose? Accuracy matters. Exergen Temporal Scanner is the smart choice. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen, the number one choice for medical professionals at the top-ranked hospitals in the U.S. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. State Assembly Republicans Tuesday passed a package of tax cuts totaling nearly $3 billion. Oostburg Republican Terry Katsma.
The governor, after his line item veto, the average tax cut was about $36. This proposal that we have here today is going to result in an average tax cut of about $770. We need to return this money back to the taxpayers.
The bill would reduce the third highest tax bracket to 4.4% from 5.3% and also expand an existing break on retirement income. Governor Tony Evers has already promised a veto, warning the cuts would break the bank for future state budgets. The future of a popular Milwaukee attraction remains in doubt, and it's not American Family Field. The Milwaukee County Committee on Parks and Culture Tuesday received a report on the Mitchell Park domes, which were built in 1959 and are in disrepair. Four options include demolition, repair of all three domes, rebuilding all three domes, or a new conservatory with one dome. Those options range in cost from over $4 million for demolition to nearly $70 million for the latter two options. A new report from the State Department of Health Services finds that falls are a leading cause of injury and death in Wisconsin.
Chris Krasnowski, executive director of the Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging, says many factors can contribute to fall risks.
Certainly hazards in the home. We know most falls are happening in and around people's homes.
Last year, EMS providers responded to over 130,000 falls across Wisconsin. September is Fall Awareness Prevention Month. Find out more at fallsfreewi.org. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Renovation work is underway at the Waukesha County Courthouse. The $115 million makeover will upgrade the HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and audiovisual systems and address several mechanical issues in the 64-year-old building. The courthouse's entrance and lobby will also be expanded. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrell.
This is not only a testament to the commitment to our public safety, but also a generational change that we're making here at the courthouse.
That refurbishing work is expected to be completed by late 2026. And state hunters can help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with a study on deer density. The agency says the study will use such data sources as trail cameras and GPS collared deer. DNR officials say that all licensed gun hunters can apply to participate in a 2-day gun deer hunt connected to the study. It'll happen December 9th and 10th at the Sand Hill Wildlife Area in Babcock. Get more details at the DNR website. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Price County Senior Dining Menu. Let's look ahead to tomorrow. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Now, tomorrow, Price County Senior Dining will be serving up chicken Kiev, parsley buttered potatoes, sliced carrots, and fruit strudel. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, Brentwood, Price County Senior Dining. Call 715-339-2158.
Which Nature Valley camp are you in? Classic with oats and honey crunchy bars? Sweet with chocolate crunchy dipped granola squares? Or Camp Savory with new shockingly snackable savory nut crunch bars? Try them all to decide. Nature Valley.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exergen thermometers are the number one choice of medical professionals at top-ranked hospitals. Make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home because accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Bowen's Bus Service reminds all listeners that safe driving is everyone's responsibility. Use the 3 C's of safety this back-to-school season. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense. So drive slower in areas where our children will be playing and watch out for kids loading or unloading from school buses. Slow down and drive with care. Our children are everywhere. This message is courtesy of the Bowen's family and staff of Bowen's Bus Service. Your safe and dependable school bus company serving the Rhinelander School District. That's Bowen's Bus Service. On the air because they care.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have some cloud cover to start, as well as some areas of patchy fog, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, with our winds remaining light and variable. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, some patchy frost late, mid-30s. Thursday, lots of sunshine with highs up closer to 70, and then mid-60s for highs on Friday with a chance for some scattered showers and thundershowers. Saturday, still can't rule out a chance for a shower there with a high of 64, and for Sunday, lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 45.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of Mohawk Vinyl Plank Flooring. Vinyl plank is waterproof and features a durable wear layer for active lifestyles. Available in a variety of colors and styles, so you're sure to find an ideal look for your home. Mohawk Home Expressions Vinyl Plank Flooring is only $214 per square foot after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Join us Friday the 15th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 98QCountry.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app. For Phillips, hosting the Shroming of Burnett Mercer Club team, high school football and 98Q Country over the Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for help from state citizens to monitor the Badger State's elk herd this fall. Yeah, we've got elk roaming around this fine state. I'll tell you how you can participate when we return. But first,
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR invites the public to help the agency better monitor the movements of the state's elk herds throughout the fall breeding season. You can report sightings of elk outside their normal ranges. September marks the beginning of the breeding season for elk, a period that runs through October. While most breeding activity occurs within their established territory, the Clam Lake and Black River elk ranges, younger bull elk have been known to wander great distances this time of year in search of unoccupied territory and lower competition for female elk. It's not uncommon to see elk in Ashland, Bayfield, Price, Rusk, and Sawyer counties in northern Wisconsin or in Jackson County in west central Wisconsin. Anyone who sees an elk outside of those ranges is encouraged to report their sighting online using the DNR's Large Mammal Observation Form. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Observation. I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama. Shows and the movies, get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing, still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Reality begins now. Like it or not, reality radio. Joel here, Austin there, muscle drink in hand. We're ready to roll. We're ready to roll. Don't mess with us. Don't mess with us today, people. The muscle drink. Carl Kopotic is off. He'll be back next week. He's off for a couple of weeks. I'm thinking he might be bear hunting. I'm not sure what he's doing. He didn't really tell me, but maybe he's chasing the big black bears around. Deer hunting season or bear hunting season has been underway for, I believe, a week for the dogs. And now I believe starting today or so, you can do it with the bait pile. So if you didn't get it with a dog, diggity dog, you can do it with the bait. So taking down the bears, I haven't really seen any pictures on social media, have you, of bears?
No, I haven't really.
Usually there's one person that posts like a 600-pound bear and you're like, whoa. Whoa. So the bear hunting season is well underway. People are starting to prospect for the upcoming deer hunting season, which is just a couple of months away. Brewers back at it tonight. They're 4-0 in the division. They're looking like a playoff team, and they will be taking on the Miami Marlins tonight. How happy do you think those Miami players are to be in Milwaukee right now? The heat, humidity of Florida. And they're waking up to Milwaukee's probably, I would guess, 45, 50 degrees this morning. They probably got their parkas on.
They're probably thrilled to be there.
Yeah, with the really hot weather. I mean, sure, they enjoy the cooler weather, but they're probably thinking, really? Like 40 degrees?
They roll out of bed. Never mind, we forfeit. We're going back to bed.
Yeah. Well, it's 38, 40 up here, but I would guess Milwaukee's probably 50.
Something like
that. I would guess. Maybe
more comfortable.
A little more comfortable. So the Brewers will wrap up that set today, tomorrow, 6:40. Today, 1:10 tomorrow. Brewers in action over the weekend at AmFam Field against the Washington Nationals. And that'll be Friday night. We won't have that game on due to the Packers. We will have Saturday night. Sunday, we will not have that game on again due to the Packers. So we got Shawamigan Phillips football Friday night from the Logger Camp. Steve Jetland and Jeff Hakenin will be there to bring you the call of that contest.
That'll be an interesting combo.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun to have those two guys.
It will be.
Doing the game. We have a for sale item here. I haven't even previewed that item, so there you go. I'll let you dig on that one. Somebody dropped off a little postcard with a for sale item to mention on our buy, sell, trade, giveaway portion of Reality Radio.
What's this one? Okay. And it took me a moment to decipher the handwriting. It's not even your handwriting.
No, it's not my handwriting, so you can't. It's not me this time.
It's in cursive, though, and I haven't read script in ages.
All right. What do you got? Let's see if you can translate it.
It is a six-drawer bedroom dresser with mirror.
Ooh.
That says 50 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 32 inches high for $25.
50 inches long, it said?
Yeah.
Over four feet. Wow. All right. And what do they do if they want it?
You can call 715-762-1373 if you want this dresser with mirror.
762-1373. Heckman Auction has a really cool auction going on with a Thursday close. You've been hearing ads for it, but I encourage you, go to heckmanauction.com, H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, heckmanauction.com. Huge auction, and it's in Phillips.
They also have a free mobile app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I hear that in all the commercials. They have a mobile app.
Yeah. So go to your Play Store on your phone and look for Heckman Auction. Makes it easy. So they're doing a preview tomorrow during the day from like 10 to 1. And then the auction is online tomorrow night. And there's tons of items new in the
box.
I've
always been tempted just to look at some of those auctions just to see what can I find for fun.
Yeah. My wife and I go on there all the time.
It's just for the fun of it, really.
Yeah. And it's... It really took off the online auctions. Not that the live auctions are still there, mm-hmm. but the online auctions have really taken off from the pandemic. And Scott and the folks at Heckman Auction have one or more every week. Mm. And they got one in Saxon, up in Saxon, that's closing this weekend. It's pretty cool because it's fun going to an auction and eating a hot dog, prepared with care, by a local organization and a bag mm-hmm. of chips and stuff and a lawn chair that may or may not support you the entire day.
Your bag of chips prepared with care by Lay's.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, live auctions, you can't replace those, but the online auctions are pretty cool because you can go on and you can have your auction whenever you want it. Mm-hmm. You can go on there. All the items are there. You can bid anytime you want on Wednesday or Thursday, you can go on, place your bid, and it may or may not stick if you're not going to be around when the actual auction closes. And then, like Thursday night, Scott will be live at the Heckman Auction website, and they'll be closing out items. And it's a lot of fun. If you need something, like, maybe you need a lawnmower, maybe mm-hmm. you need some new shovel.
It's a
or
great
fork.
Way to get it cheaper.
It is. And it's great for the people that are selling that are having the estate too, because they now have a whole new audience.
Mm-hmm.
You're not reliant on an auction that may or may not be a nice day weather-wise, and if only 20 people show up, well, you're not going to get what you should have gotten for a lot of those items. So the online auction is a great way for people who have estates or maybe are downsizing to do an auction.
To look into If you do enter online and you win something, how do you get that item? Do you have to go there and
pick
it up?
That's a good question. Yeah, because we've done it before. So if you win the bid online, they send you a little invoice through email saying this is how much it is. And then the pickup date is usually a day or two after the end of the auction.
Okay.
And they'll list that right on the site there. So for instance, the Phillips one ends on Thursday. It'll tell you right there in the site, pickup time is like whatever it is.
Okay, so you do have to go over there and physically pick it up.
Yes, you do go physically pick it up. And they actually do pickup times that they encourage you to do. That way, everybody's not showing up from noon to one the following day and there's, you know, 500 people there and everybody's waiting. So they do have a calendar where you actually tell them, okay, this is the time I think I'm going to be there. And they try to space it out. And we've purchased several things from Scott and Heckman Auction, and it always goes very smooth. You show up, and it takes like 5 or 10 minutes, and you're in and out, and you take care of it right there. So it's really it's the new generation of auctions, and again, the traditional auctions are still there, but the online ones have become very popular.
Because they're convenient and they're easy.
Yeah, and if you've got stuff that's valuable, like antiques and stuff like that, now the audience for that item is now the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you
Eight
know...
8 billion people.
Yeah, you're
give
probably...
Give or take a few from North Korea.
Yeah, what are you saying? So that audience for a treasured item you have now is antique dealers and people all around the country. So it's pretty cool. So HeckmanAuction.com, check it out. You're hearing the ads through the day. Speaking of that, North Korea, Kim Jong-un, is that, or Il? Or
I think it's Un. Il was his father.
Okay, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin getting together for dinner, apparently, here in the next couple of days to talk about, I don't know, whatever.
Great.
I just imagine, as soon as I heard those two were getting together, you know what I visualized?
Hmm.
Austin Powers Dr. Evil table is what I with the pinky in the corner of the mouth saying, what can we do?
I'm just thinking though, the translators for that meeting must be just absolutely sweating.
Yeah. I mean, at some point Putin would put the pinky to the mouth and say, all I wanted was sharks with lasers. That's
he would.
All I want.
He would. And Yoon would probably agree with him.
There are a couple of bad dudes. I don't think there's anybody outside, I don't know, anybody outside of who would be punished for saying it in the countries that isn't saying, these are just two pretty bad dudes. I mean, these are just.
I have yet to find anyone that actually says, oh, they're great people. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
The one of the few things that Americans are united in.
Yeah. So those two are going to get together and decide exactly. They're going to build a spaceship, I guess, and I don't know. It's a Dr. Evil.
If they do build a spaceship, God, I hope they leave.
It's a Dr. Evil Austin Powers thing.
It's what I see.
All right, it's 8:28. We're going to get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you've got somebody celebrating today, we'd love to wish them a happy day. 715-762-3221. We'll get to those next.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMILE for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMILE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMILE.
All right, couple of local birthdays here, and then we'll do celebrity, which I haven't printed out yet. Wyatt Denzine is celebrated a birthday yesterday from Marianne and the family. So, Wyatt, happy belated to you yesterday. And Marianne herself, one of the nicest people alive I've ever known. So, Marianne, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. She always reminds me of the day that my son Blake was born, and she was listening on the radio. She's been a longtime listener. And anybody who knows Marianne, she is just a sweetheart. So Ray, Denise, and Maggie, and then we had another call. Betty called in to wish Marianne Kerner a very, very happy birthday today.
So happy birthday.
Have a terrific day. And somebody, I don't want to name names, Joel, forgot to print out the celebrity birthdays, so we'll do those.
Certain somebody's job is on the line.
We'll do that in just a little bit here. So the Phillips Schwamigan football game Friday night in Phillips. If you want to see a good atmosphere for high school football, go on down to Phillips. If you can't, we'll have it right here. 7 o'clock, Packers Sunday. They're taking on the Falcons in Atlanta. That's a noon kickoff. 10 o'clock will be our pregame for that.
Didn't I hear that the last Packers game, they absolutely demolished, what was it, the Bears, I think?
Well, it was 10-6 at the half. It ended up being lopsided. I don't know if demolished.
They put up a good fight.
I mean, the score ended up 38-20. Yeah. So you look at that and you say, well, it was a blowout. In the NFL, I guess, anytime you win by more than a touchdown, it's really a blowout because teams just don't win by usually.
Okay, so the Bears put up a good fight.
They did put up a good fight, and the Packers pulled away at the end with a 38-20 victory. So we found out that Jordan Love, Packer quarterback, is probably going to be okay. It's probably going to be good, at least. It looks like it. And it looks like the Bears are just going to be horrible again. They were bad last year. They were the worst team in football. They rebooted. They brought in a lot of different players, but it looks like it is what it is for the Bears. They just don't seem to have it. The Phillips Moose Lodge, 2661, is doing some ID kits for students in the Schwamigan Elementary School, and they're going to be doing that beginning tomorrow at 9 a.m. So parents, you have received your forms to complete, and you need to do that, and they get this free ID kit, which includes just a lot of good information. If, God forbid, anything happens and you need to have information about your child, then you got it right there. I mean, there's not any find a photo and find this and that. There it is. There's the kit. So they're going to be doing that at the Schwamigan Elementary School tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you have any questions, call the Glidden campus there of Schwamigan Elementary. They'd be glad to fill you in. I believe we have Mr. Darren Patterson, who's going to join us right now. And he's going to talk a lot about Schwamigan sports. Mr. Patterson, good morning.
What if I said this wasn't Mr. Patterson?
Then I would be in trouble.
Yeah.
It's happened before. I surprise people.
Calling in for the morning or the shopping show.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mr. Patterson, thanks for taking time to join us. Let's talk cross country first of all. Get an update on the last week and what's happening. I know they were in action, I believe, last weekend. So give us an update there.
Yeah, the cross country teams, middle and high school, had their home cross country meet this past Saturday, and it was a very good performance for them. They certainly delivered on their home stage, so to speak. The girls ended up taking first, and the boys took second as teams. And that was on the high school side of things. And then on the middle school side of things, both the boys and girls took first place. So we're very encouraged by that and had some good individual performances by, you know, a handful of kids. So it was really, really a neat showing. And, you know, cross country, they only get one whole meet a year. And so, you know, it was a good turnout. We were very pleased with the schools there. And we're trying to make it an annual tradition where cross country has their annual home meet the second Saturday of each September. So we kind of got some schools in the mix that want to keep coming, and we want to pull a few more and kind of make it a big deal moving forward.
Okay. All right. What do they have coming up next year?
Yep. They travel to Stratford on Friday, and it's called the Under the Lights meet. So they will have lights. The race is at night, which is very uncommon for cross country. But it will be at night. Starts the first race is at 7:30. And, Joel, what they do is they'll have lights scattered across the whole course. And it's really a neat experience for the kids. We did it last year. It was our first time doing it. And the kids really, really enjoyed it. It's just something different. You know, you kind of get used to kind of doing the same thing when you go to all these different cross-country courses. But to throw in the element of running at night and running under lights, it just kind of creates kind of like a magical moment for them. So we're kind of fired up about that. And on top of having the cool experience of running under the lights, there's going to be some really good competition there because the meet will attract a lot of other schools, and just not other schools, but some pretty highly competitive schools. So our kids certainly will be pushed, and hopefully they come up with some good running times, which is the idea of being there too as well.
Sure. And where is that again?
Well, I said it's Stratford, but actually it's in Wausau. You know, all those Merriwood schools are all kind of connected to Wausau, but it's in Wausau. Stratford is hosting it.
Okay.
It should be fun for the kids.
All right. Very good. Volleyball, update on the volleyball team.
Well, we're pleased with the girls on Saturday. They notched their first win of the year there at the Ashland Multi-Invitational. They played some pretty big schools like Hayward and Superior, but we got a win against Wakefield, Michigan. And I know the girls and the coaches were all very pumped up about that, so that was really good. Had a very tough one last night at Prentice, and as we all know up here, Prentice is really, really good in volleyball. So that was kind of a reminder to us last night that we have a lot of work to do yet with our program, but you want to play good competition, and Prentice certainly is that, a tip of the cap to them for being a well-established volleyball program. We do have winter coming here on Thursday, so we're looking forward to that opportunity. JV at 5:30 and varsity to follow. And then next week, the girls are pretty busy right out of the gate. Monday at Hurley, and then Tuesday, we welcome the Phillips Loggers here. So lots of opportunities for our volleyball team to keep getting better.
All right. Football, what a fun game we had on Friday night. It would have been nice to win that one, but man, that was a fun football game to listen to and be at on Friday night.
It really was. It was a lot of fun, and I was a little nervous going into the game, to be honest with you, Joel, just because, you know, when I was sizing up Monticello, they had gotten into some pretty good games with Gibraltar and Flamble. And those schools have pretty good reputations of putting a good product on the field in terms of their football teams. So I was a little leery and thinking, oh, boy. But our boys really delivered. They really played inspired, high-intensity football. Coach Morgan, his creativity and his play calling and offense certainly was kind of coming out. And it was really a fun game. And we had a 14-12 lead about halfway through the third quarter. And we had the ball, and unfortunately we had a turnover, and then I believe Monticello, they scored in three or four plays later. They connected on a nice long pass in the corner of the end zone to a, I don't know how tall the receiver was, but from the booth it looked like he was 6'5", 6'6". So the quarterback threw it up high, and he came down with the ball, and then it was kind of like the air had kind of been sucked out of the place, and they ended up scoring one more touchdown. But you know, we ended up losing 26-14, but just remember, we were winning 14-12 halfway through the third, and we were so close. We were knocking on the door of maybe even getting another score before the game kind of turned. But, you know, there were a lot of positives to take. The kids got in a competitive game, and something I know that they really wanted to be a part of, and because it kind of shows that, you know, all the stuff that they're doing in preparation for each week, that it's paying off. You want to start seeing some positive results, and last week certainly was a step in the right direction. And now we turn the page and we go to Phillips on Friday. And, you know, that's a big rivalry game. There's that traveling Eagle trophy that both schools compete to keep in their building. And Phillips has had it on us for a number of years now. So it would be nice to get that back. So I'm sure our boys are going to come out and play some inspired football again on Friday.
Yeah, and we talked with Coach Morgan about this last week, how it's a fun time to be a part of high school football. This transition from 11-man to 8-man for some has been a little bit painful. But, boy, next year when we get this conference all set with Mellon and Rib Lake and Prentice and Shawamigan Co-op and Phillips, that's going to, I think, really rejuvenate the football atmosphere, having that rivalry back between these towns.
I agree with you, Joel. And it's kind of got more of that true Northwoods flair for us, you know, North Central Wisconsin schools and schools that certainly just not football, but we have, you know, partnerships with in other sports. So there's that. It's just a good fit is what you're getting at. And,
yeah,
you know, right now, not that there's anything wrong, but we're seeing a lot of schools from the western side of the state, from like the Lakeland Conference. And that's all fine and dandy, but they're not like true like rivalry schools from us. We don't really see them in other sports unless we get into the WI tournament and our other programs. But I agree with you. I think the new makeshift conference that we're going to get into next year, and I hope it stays for a while, I think it's going to be a good fit for us, no question about it. And not just for us, but those other schools as well.
Yeah. Phillips, Shawamigan Co-op Friday night in Phillips, 7 o'clock. We'll have it here if you can't be at the contest. And I know we're going to be getting other things going here. I know you're the high school athletic director, but middle school sports is getting going here too. So an exciting time for athletes. A lot of them getting into their seasons here.
They are. I believe middle school football has their first game at Lac de Flambeau tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So they'll get their first test. And I know middle school girls basketball, I don't know when their next game is. I'm kind of put on the spot here.
Yeah,
that's all right. Maybe next week.
Yep.
You might even be roughing some of those.
All right. CSDK12.net, the website to check out all the schedules. All right, Mr. Patterson, thank you for taking time to join us. Have a great day.
All right. And good job on knowing it was me.
All right, thanks, Darren. And we don't even have caller ID. It's just a roll of the dice. So it's always fun. We used to play that game years ago. We would be doing our morning show, and the phone would ring. It would just say, "Let's see who it is." the new game show. Let's see who it is.
Is it Mr. Patterson or is it Margaret from Third Street?
It could be Margaret from Third Street. We'll do some celebrity birthdays here in just a moment.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin Boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin Boots at Boot Barn.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
All right, some celebrity birthdays here on this 13th day of September. I was going to ask you, 9/11 was observed, of course, on Monday, 22 years after the event. And I told my wife on 9/11, I said, "You realize that college seniors this year were not around when 9/11 happened. For those of us who were around, it seems like it was just a heartbeat ago it happened. That's how it stands out in people's minds." So what is your, as someone who was born shortly after 9/11, what is your memory of it or knowledge of it, I guess, of 9/11, or as someone who wasn't born yet?
I was going to say, I was born 3 years afterwards.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a memory of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you learned of it, I'm sure.
I did, yeah.
Was it talked about in school at all?
It was, yeah.
It was.
Every September 11th, we did a whole program on it.
Did an observance. And it's kind of like most things. I mean, it's 22 years after. Every year, it's a little less. I felt that this year, it was kind of like it was just not overlooked, but I realize it was 22 years ago, mm-hmm. and eventually you kind of move on a little bit and don't quite have the remembrances that you did before. But yeah, it was one of those few events in history where if someone was around at that time, they knew where they were when it happened. People knew where they were when JFK got shot, when Martin Luther King got shot, and maybe a few other things, but people knew. You pretty much ask anybody of my age or around that, where were you when you heard about 9/11? And most people will tell you exactly where they were or who they were.
And they'll give you the story to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. It was a time in our country where we felt like, I think for a while, we felt like we were being attacked, that we were attacked, but I mean, even at a higher level. I think the country felt like once we heard about the first building, a plane hitting the first building, and I was on the air that morning, when the plane hit the first building, we're like, oh my gosh, how does a pilot do that? I mean, what happened? You know, someone passed out in the pilot's plane or whatever. And then as soon as you received word that a second plane hit the next tower, then you're like, oh my God, this is not a mistake.
Now that becomes a personal attack.
Someone's doing this intentionally. And then you're like, what's next? You know, you're thinking, well, they're going to go after Los Angeles. They're going to after Chicago, all the big cities. And there were, obviously, there was one plane that hit the Pentagon. A little bit off target. It slid into it more than it would hit it. And then there was one that was trying to go after the White House that was obviously taken down in a field in Pennsylvania. So there were four planes, and we were fearful there was more, that more was coming. And that was, it appeared as though those four were it. I mean, those four were the ones. But yeah, that day will live in history. I remember being right here in this studio, and our sales guy called me from Inaqua and said, did you hear about New York? And I said, no, because at that time we did not have, we had print wire. There was no internet, 2001 at our station. It was just an Associated Press print wire where it would just like the old ticker wire, it would come across. And I hadn't gotten anything, and finally I did. And then we struggled to get something on the air. We wanted something on the air coverage of it. We had top of the hour news, but we didn't have anything like 24/7. So we spent a couple of hours with the Associated Press, who provided news for us at the top of the hour, trying to get their audio feed. We had a phone feed for a while, which was horrible. And then eventually we were able to get a feed, and we went on for, I want to say like 3 days straight. We were just entirely a national network coverage of 9/11. That's all it was. The station, we went to that, and that's basically what it was for, like, I think it was like 3 days or so. All right, so we observed 9/11 on Monday. Birthdays today on 9/13. If you're celebrating today, Lily Reinhart, the actress from TV's Riverdale, is 27. Hardy, the country music singer, his real name is Michael Hardy. He's 33 today. Ben Savage, the actor from Dear John and Boy Meets Girl, is 43 today. Joe Don Rooney, Rascal Flatts, band member, 48. Stella McCartney, Paul McCartney's daughter, is a top fashion designer and is 52. Tyler Perry, film and TV actor, director, screenwriter, playwright, producer, author, songwriter. He's busy. Many successes, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Madea's Family, Madea's Family Reunion, 54 for Tyler Perry today. Michael Johnson, the Olympic gold medalist sprinter, 56. I believe he was the fastest man on the planet for a while. How would that feel to get up in the morning and knowing that no one else on the planet can run any faster than you? How about that?
That'd probably be a major confidence boost.
Does it make you think, how can I turn this into something? I mean, if I go in and steal something from a store, they're not going to catch me, right? Well, they could shoot me, I guess. Guns are always the neutralizer, isn't it?
Cannot outrun the speeding bullet.
That's right. But, yeah, the fastest man, Michael Johnson. Bobby Kreiner, the songwriter, is 62. Don Was, W-A-S, producer of the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, famous producer. He's 71 today. Nell Carter from the show Gimme a Break, comedian, Born on this day, 1948, passed in 03. Jacqueline Bisset, the English actress from The Deep, Class Under the Volcano, 79 today. Barbara Bain, actress, long time married to Martin Landau, her co-star on TV's Mission Impossible, the original, 92 for Barbara Bain today. And I guess that's it. All right, so happy birthday anniversary. We do a cake drawing every Friday. A free cake. Did you know that? Courtesy of the bakery department at Super One here in Park Falls. We have some free stuff we're going to give away today. All right, so we're going to start with some brewer tickets. These are our final two brewer tickets, and this is for Saturday when the Nationals travel to take on the Brewers. And I think that is a... I need to know what the game time is on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a day game or night game. But we have two tickets for the National and Brewer game on Saturday. If you can use those, you can't resell them. That is a 6:15 start. So Saturday night, Brewers, Nationals, if you want them, first come, first serve, 715-762-3221. We got some other stuff here. All right, we've got some tickets to Wildwood Wildlife Park in Minocqua, kids admission tickets for those 2 through 12. Are you going to grab that? The Brewer tickets, all we need is your email if you want to grab them. We've got Wildwood Wildlife Park, some kids' passes. I got 4 of those. All right. So I told you earlier we're going to give away some free stuff. We have some Mall of America wristbands. This wristband will get you free rides the entire day at Nickelodeon Universe. There's roller coasters. There's a water ride. I mean, it's pretty cool if you've never been in there. So I've got a pair of those, a few pairs of those to Mall of America, if you can use those. I don't think those expire. Let me just take a look here. This is past expiration. Radio promotion tickets, not valid if after the expiration. Well, what is the expiration? We'll look at that. All right, so they're good for now. Use them, you know, within the next several months. Also, we've got tickets for the Milwaukee Zoo. If you want to go to the zoo before the end of the year, I got 2 or 4 tickets for the Milwaukee Zoo. Also, we have tickets for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival over in Shakopee, Minnesota. It's quite an event if you can make it over there for that. So if any of that interests you, just give us a call here this morning. Anytime this morning, we'll put your name on it. It is a free prize Wednesday. It is a giveaway Wednesday. Milwaukee Zoo, Mall of America, Wildwood Wildlife Park, Renaissance Festival tickets. We got them all for you. If they interest you, give us a call. We'll get you all lined up. Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast, too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have some cloud cover to start, as well as some areas of patchy fog. gradually clearing skies into the afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, with our winds remaining light and variable. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, some patchy frost late, mid-30s. Thursday, lots of sunshine with highs up closer to 70, and then mid-60s for highs on Friday with a chance for some scattered showers and thundershowers. Saturday, still can't rule out a chance for a shower there with a high of 64, and for Sunday, lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
Leading up to the excitement, and Austin will be running through the list of our produce items in just a moment. He's preparing himself psychologically and physically with Muscle Milk and caffeine and black coffee. Ileana,
any more caffeine for this?
Ileana Winter is going to join us tomorrow morning at 9 to talk Phillips Athletics and what's going on at the Phillips School. She's our weekly update, so Ileana will join us tomorrow morning. We may be joined by Steve Precor. Phillips football are delayed from the coach's show yesterday, I believe. We may hear from him at 9 o'clock. He's got a pretty tight schedule this week. That may be him right there. You want to grab that and see if that's him, and then we'll chat with him, and then we'll eventually we're going to get to the produce here. You're not off the hook. The Lord's Covered Food Pantry is there every Saturday morning right in downtown Park Falls at First Congregational United Church of Christ. If you're food challenged, maybe going through some tough times, they're there for you. It's absolutely free. They gave away nearly 4 tons of food last year. Nearly 4 tons of food went out the door last month. Last month alone at the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So any questions, the Facebook page for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has a lot of good information on there. You can just stop by Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning, sometimes over Christmas, New Year's, that gets varied a little bit, but for the most part, Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., they are there for you if you are in need. Catkins has a special Muddy Paws Fun Run going on this Saturday. Paw Sports can be purchased at area merchants. They've got them out there. And the end is going to be at the Lanes here in Park Falls on Saturday. So you can check out the Catkins Facebook page. CatkinsRescue.org is their website for any more information on supporting and being a part of the Muddy Paws Fun Run going on Saturday with Catkins. Also on Saturday, the Lewis A. Koenig Research Center is doing their ribbon cutting and open house. This is the new building they put up in Fifield right next to the big museum there. So they're going to do a little open house from 11 to 1 where you can walk through and see everything. And then at 1 o'clock, there's going to be an official program and a ribbon cutting ceremony at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So that's all happening in Fifield with the Price County Historical Society. You can check out PriceCountyHistoricalSociety.org with any questions. All right, we'll give you more time to prepare your presentation of this week's Farmer's Market.
I'll have to run home.
Here, I'll give you that, all right? Seclude yourself, sequester yourself in a room, and prepare yourself emotionally, physically, with the muscle drink or whatever. And we'll
the muscle drink is empty.
We will hear Austin's version of the promotion of the Farmer's Market coming up. And we'll talk with Kelly Meredith and the folks from Butternut all after the news.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, people across eastern Pennsylvania and beyond can breathe easier this morning. Pennsylvania State Police say escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante captured after nearly 2 weeks on the run. Police plan a news conference shortly to give more details. There's the Hunter Biden laptop, the emails, bank records, whistleblower testimony. House Speaker McCarthy says that given all of that, he was duty-bound to launch an impeachment inquiry of President Biden.
This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer at the Committee on Oversight in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means.
McCarthy urging the president to cooperate, although Democrats accuse Republicans of playing politics. The whistleblowers just keep popping up in D.C. Now a CIA insider has told Congress the agency bribed analysts to conceal their conclusion that COVID-19 likely got its start
in a Chinese lab. With a Thursday night strike deadline looming, the United Auto Workers is shoring up its strategy.
If a contract